This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today we're discussing the wrath of God, God's judgment, the seven vows of smoke, and more.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. The Holy of Holies is where the mercy seat was. The priests entered yearly to offer a blood sacrifice on the Day of Atonement. The wrath of God would be satisfied for 1 year, historically. But here, the angels are seen coming out of the Holy of Holies to execute God's judgment. And I think this shows us that His judgment flows from His holiness. And that is difficult to grasp to the world, because most think that holiness is good and that judgment is bad. But because of the Lord's holiness, He is responsible to judge. He is required to judge because of His holiness. And then at the end, we see the seven vows and smoke in the temple. These seven vows happen very quickly, like rapid fire action. We see the smoke in the temple in verse 8. The temple is filled with smoke from the glory of God and His power. Smoke appears where the presence of God is made known. And we've seen that a number of times in the Bible. In Exodus 19, 18, in Isaiah 6, 1 through 4, and Leviticus 16, 12 through 13. Let's just read Isaiah 6, 1 through 4, if you want to go to the other points in your spare time. In Isaiah 6, 1 through 4, I love this calling of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and His train of His robe filled the temple. And above it stood seraphim, each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of His glory." And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar, and touched my mouth with it, and said, "Behold, thou hast touched my lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged." I actually got a little carried away and read beyond verses 1 through 4, but I really love this picture here that is created in the calling of Isaiah when he's called to be a prophet. And here we see where the house was filled with smoke, and we see the presence of God, and we see the voice of God even shake the post of the door in where Isaiah was. So again, this is a very short chapter. Just to summarize, we are in the prelude, and we are finishing the prelude before chapter 16 of the seven bowl judgments, those final seven bowl judgments which are about to occur. So tune in next time to start those seven bowl judgments as we begin the last events prior to the second coming of Christ.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.